free advance now?
Yes!
Librarians in Miami are enjoying the kickoff of the Dream Big Read program, thanks to a federal grant. Charles Roig is leading a song and dance session.
Hopefully they leave with a joy of reading and an interest in reading.
Children are treated to activities such as puppet shows and visits with zoo animals. The activities taking place at local libraries across Miami are fun, but books are always the main attraction. Children who are old enough will write about what they've read. Roig says some will leave with books in English or Spanish that they've checked out from the library.
Every week we have a different program and activity here. We're trying to promote reading.
Some of the children will win prizes, like an iPod or tickets to a Miami Dolphins football game. Roig says each child gets one raffle ticket for every 2 hours spent reading.
Anything that gets them excited about reading, so by offering them the prizes at the end of summer, sometimes that just brings them in, gives them something to do, and encourages them to read.
The program is designed to help students avoid what's become known as the summer slide. Victoria Galan with the Miami-Dade Public Library says children from low-income families are the ones impacted the most.
It can set them back tremendously. And so what we're trying to do is to keep them engaged in learning, keep them engaged in reading, so that when they start school in the fall, they are on par, and a teacher doesn't have to spend the first 6 weeks reviewing what they did last year.
Research finds that children from low-income families are likely to lose a couple of months of reading skills over the summer, and the loss adds up year after year. Galan says Miami is uniquely impacted by summer learning loss.
We are a multicultural community, so children who are already struggling to read because of a language barrier are going to get further behind.
While the summer months are a time to relax, have fun, and learn new things, Galan says some children don't have as many educational opportunities.
Children who are coming from lower socioeconomic families who don't have the ability to go and do things will fall further behind.
On the other hand, research shows that kids from higher income households do much better over the summer. Rising second grader Owen Horton is visiting the Tallahassee Museum, a natural habitat zoo where kids play and learn. He says he reads a lot.
Fly Guy, Green Eggs and Ham.
Spider-Man.
Owen is one of the kids who may actually make gains in reading this summer.
We have plenty of books at home.
Owen's mom, Melinda, says they read together, especially during summer trips.
I think it gives us more time together instead of being on video games and watching TV. I think that we both learn together.
The Horton family falls in line with findings presented by the National Summer Learning Association. Those findings show that middle-class kids tend to retain what they've learned in reading because their parents are able to keep them engaged through summer camps and other means. Stuart Greenberg says parents should read with their children daily. Greenberg directs early learning programs at the Florida Department of Education.
We encourage parents to sit with their children 15 to 20 minutes a night, listen to them read, and ask them to share what are they thinking as they read an enjoyable book.
Research from Harvard University shows kids must be able to access a variety of books that match their reading level and interests. But most importantly, children need an adult guiding their choices, making sure they understand what they read. With State Impact Florida, I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.